The Story of Gunner Prosser.
Army Form B104-82. Record Office, Royal Field Artillery, Woolwich.
November 8, 1918. Madam.
It is my painful duty to inform you that a report has been received from the War Office notifying the death of number...
Z1809.
Rank?
Gunner.
Name?
Edwin Prosser.
Regiment?
181st Brigade Royal Field Artillery.
Which occurred...
In France.
On the...
3rd of November 1918.
The report is to the effect that he...
Died of wounds received in action.
By His Majesty's command, I am to forward the enclosed message of sympathy from their gracious Majesties, the King and Queen. I am, at the same time, to express the regret of the Army Council at the soldier's death in his country's service. I am to add that any information that may be received as to the soldier's burial will be communicated to you in due course. A separate leaflet dealing more fully with this subject is enclosed. I am...
Madam...
Your obedient servant...
W. E. Copeland, Major...
Officer in charge of records.
If replying, please quote reference 8/1.
Camden Archive contains a handwritten letter which was kept until her death by Gunner Prosser's widow. It was written by the nurse who was present when he died.
Number 2, Canadian General Hospital, 2nd of November 1918. My dear Mrs. Prosser, no doubt you have received the sad notification of your husband's death, which occurred last Sunday morning. I am sure you have my sincerest sympathy. I was with your husband to the last moment, and it may be of comfort to you to know that he did not suffer any pain. His last moments were most peaceful. He had a very bad wound in the chest and under the arm, but did not seem any worse until a few days before his death, and the chest wounds just led to a bad lung condition, and he lasted such a short time. I must say that in all the time he was with us, I never heard him say he was suffering, and I feel that we have even that much to be thankful for. I know it must be an awful blow to you, and while I do not know you, I feel that I at least have a deep interest in anyone near and dear to my patients. I am sending you a picture card of the cemetery where your husband is buried, and I hope that if there is anything that you think I can tell you or do for you, I should be glad if you will let me know. Hoping that you are well, I remain yours very sincerely, Sister E. L. Hamill. Number 2, Canadian General Hospital, British Expeditionary Force, France.
My mother's old leather handbag.
Next, extracts from a poem by Roger Robinson, recalling the deaths of 73 members of his family who were killed in the Holocaust.
Belson, where did you say? Where did my lot die in those 5 years? Who cared? No one since. My family's straight from the clean streets of Amsterdam. Spun they were, spun from their homes into gutters and then onto what? Trains with a view of the Dutch countryside, and then puffing chimneys, belching hate and Jewish blood into the camps for all to see. Strangled and destroyed families, 73 of my lot, seen as big-nosed yids with kids, all marked for death. The swastika? I see it in my nights even now at 71 years. A suicidal riddle for me, as I see long-lost family, long-lost in an oven, and who cares? I did and do, but who am I? You wonder why I am me, and I know that's why. It's as clear as the swastika flag above our homes we had in Holland, when we said who we were without care.
We'll meet again.
Camden, like so many other parts of London and other British cities, suffered from bombing, first by enemy planes and later by rocket attacks. Roll of Honour for the Metropolitan Borough of St Pancras, page 1436, lists 31 names of those who died, including
Lewis, Kenneth, age 5, of 46 Hawley Road.
Lewis, Morris, aged 51, military medal, of 14 Tavistock Place, Holborn. Injured 8th of October 1940 at Holborn. Died same day at Royal Free Hospital.
Lewis, Robert Michael, age 8, of 46 Hawley Road. Lewis, Ronald, age 13, of 46 Hawley Road. Lewis, Terence, age 9, of 46 Hawley Road. Lewis, Thomas, age 12 months, of 46 Hawley Road. Lewis, Thomas Albert, age 44, of 46 Hawley Road.
Lewis, Tobias, Bobby, aged 11, of 14 Tavistock Place, Holborn. 8th of October 1940 at Holborn. Died same day at Royal Free Hospital.
Lewis, Violet Alexandra, age 41, of 46 Hawley Road.
Various organisations, made up of civilian volunteers, were formed to deal with the aftermath of the air attacks. Here are extracts from the records kept for the Hampstead area.
The first rocket fell at 4:30 p.m. one afternoon in the early days of January. There were 3 fatal casualties, 64 people were detained in hospital, and 57 were treated at 28 first aid posts. The driver of the first light rescue vehicle to arrive at the incident had the sad experience of finding the first casualty. His daughter, aged 19, killed by falling masonry.
Here is a report written by a nursing sister working with a mobile unit.
Demolition squad asked doctor and me to stand by as they were trying to reach a woman trapped by legs in a lavatory. She was quite cheerful and kept up a conversation with the men and also spoke to me. I did not see her and she had not been rescued when I left at 700 hours. Screams were also coming from the debris nearby. Men were working to release trapped people. These also were still trapped at 700 hours. We were then called to a heap of debris. Number 16 was on the gatepost, where a girl was trapped. While taking a shortcut with Astle and Stevens, Stevens tripped over a body. This was a female who was decapitated and disemboweled. We helped to put her on a stretcher and then went on to the trapped girl, who was too ill to give her name. Dr. Spencer ordered 1 grain morphine. We checked this and I gave it. Given at 5:43 a.m. Hot tea was also given her. The demolition men got debris away as far as her feet and I was able to give her a hot water bottle, provided by neighbours. At 634 hours, Dr. Spencer ordered another 1 grain of morphine, checked by Dr. Spencer and given by me. The girl remained conscious but was in pain and was very brave. As I came out of the hole, I noticed the back part of a body in a green skirt under the above girl's trapped legs and told the demolition men. The demolition men then unearthed a girl's hand, not the girl in the green skirt. The men made a hole and the girl made noises. I gave them a rubber tube which the girl was able to put into her mouth to help her to breathe. Fires started to break out under the debris and the firemen were ordered to keep it down with a gentle flow of water. We stood by until 700 hours, when I was relieved by Sister Stanton.
West End Lane, in a flat over a butcher's shop, a party was in progress, attended by relatives and friends of the occupier's son, a soldier, who was to be married later that day. A high explosive bomb fell at 1:10 in the morning, demolishing the upper part of the premises over the shop. Many attempts were made to reach the victims by working upwards from the basement, but difficulties were encountered with fire and falling debris. The only survivor from this party of 11 men, women and children who had remained behind was the father of the bridegroom, who had left the room and gone to the rear of the house just before the bomb fell. The dead included 2 small babies.
Roll of Honour for the Metropolitan Borough of St Pancras. Page 1444 lists 26 names of those who died, including
Schlosser, Edith Daisy, age 22, of 91 Fairbridge Road, wife of Fusilier Alfred Schlosser, the Royal Fusiliers, killed in the same incident. 19th of November 1940, at 188 Levita House. Schlosser, Joan Iris, aged 2, of 91 Fairbridge Road, at 188 Levita House.